Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Tuesday, the 16th of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 finished down nearly 2% today to 7,613 points, one of the worst sell-offs in a year. About 90% of stocks went backwards after Wall Street closed much lower. It was very widespread, with banks, retailers, miners, consumer discretionary stocks, utilities and energy companies all falling, along with the tech stocks and the property groups. The market slump came as the bosses of Woolies and Coles fronted a Senate inquiry. Both claim they didn't bank land for future use, they look after their suppliers, and they're part of a very competitive market. In the case of Woolies CEO Brad Banducci, he came under fire from Greens Senator Nick McKim, who reminded him of the consequences of not answering questions, i.e. jail time, when Mr. Banducci wouldn't or couldn't answer what the supermarket's return on equity was. Quite the day in the Senate estimates hearings. Story number two, higher than expected retail data in the US has dented hopes for a rate cut in the world's biggest economy, sending bond yields higher and Wall Street much lower. Investors have now priced in 44 basis points worth of cuts this year. That means they're confident about one 25 basis point cut, fairly confident about a second. Remember, a few months ago, they had confidently priced in six cuts. That has repercussions across financial markets, with Wall Street slumping, led lower by tech stocks. During the session, volatility on Wall Street was at record levels for this year. That's on the back of uncertainty about what will happen next. The US dollar appreciated against most currencies, against the Aussie dollar. It certainly went up. The Aussie fell as far as 64.08 US cents, a five-month low. Story number three, Star Entertainment Group special manager Nicholas Weeks told the Bell Inquiry today that he had an online meeting with the then chief executive Robbie Cook around New Year, where the casino boss indicated competitor Crown Resorts was being treated more favourably by its special manager in Victoria. The Victorian Gambling and Casino Control Commission last month determined that Crown Resorts will be allowed to retain its Melbourne casino licence, but was on notice from the regulator that Victorians expect it to be run honestly and free of criminal influence. According to a report in The Australian, Mr. Weeks said Mr. Cook, the then CEO of Star, made some observations that he felt that the special managers in Victoria in relation to Crown were more favourable, and he would have preferred that Mr. Weeks' reports included some of that style of material. Star's share price fell another 14% today. It's at 41.5 cents per share. That is a record low. That company is in trouble. Story number four, the Albanese government has established an Environmental Protection Authority, a pre-election promise, to oversee federal environmental approvals. Its chief executive officer will have enforcement powers similar to those of the Australian Federal Police Commissioner. For the most serious breaches of federal environmental law, the EPA would be able to seek fines of up to $780 million and seven-year jail terms. It would also have the power to issue stop work orders on projects suspected of breaking the law and audit businesses to ensure they're complying with environmental laws. The next part of the government's overhaul of environmental laws, changes to the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act, has been further delayed. In fact, it might not be introduced until next year. And story number five, Tesla is cutting its headcount by more than 10%, part of a global retrenchment extending all the way into its executive ranks as the manufacturer struggles with slowing demand for electric vehicles. Chief Executive Elon Musk revealed the job cuts in an email to staff, citing duplication of roles and the need to reduce costs, according to Bloomberg. If the dismissals apply company-wide, they would amount to about 14,000 employees. Tesla reported a lower than expected number of vehicle deliveries last month. Tesla ended last year with about 140,000 employees, almost double its total 3 years ago. Its share price is down 35% this year. That's it for the afternoon report for Tuesday, the 16th of April, 2024. Michael Thompson and I will be back tomorrow morning with a Wednesday edition of Fear and Greed Business News. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.